How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I'm not expecting you guys to care about Colorado's Rockies news, but I do think you guys will find this interesting. The Rockies fired their hitting coach today. They have been struggling. They have made a decision in the first 3 weeks of the season, we're not doing this anymore. They have now named Clint Hurdle. If you're a baseball person, you certainly know who that is. They have named him hitting coach for the remainder of the season. The Rockies have gotten off to a rocky start. Now, if you look at their offense, it is better than the Royals. I mean, across the board. Now, I understand ballpark, all that difference. I think we can all understand that. They are hitting a higher batting average than Kansas City. They have a higher OBP, a higher slugging percentage, a higher OPS. They have more hits in fewer games and fewer at-bats, more home runs, more RBIs. The Rockies' offense is better than the Royals. They have already made the decision, this is not good enough. We need to fire our hitting coach. Now, I'm not saying that all the Royals' offensive problems are one person's problem alone. They certainly have a lot of other problems, and the Rockies are a far worse team than the Royals are. The Rockies are 3-15. They're terrible. They're the worst team in baseball. I do wonder if the Royals are having internal conversations about that, because at least for me, this is not an early season problem. This has been a problem dating back to last year. It was a problem in the postseason. It has been their biggest problem through the early part of this season. And how long are the Royals willing to continue to do this without seeing some changes and without seeing some results in what they are doing? And what is usually the first domino to fall? Well, you can hand the public MJ Melendez, you can hand them Hunter Renfro, or one thing that you usually can do is change the hitting voice. We see teams do this all the time. We see this happen in football where you change the play caller. At some point, the Royals early is going to expire, and we need to do something about this, and I don't think they're that far away from it. In fact, I think they're 2 weeks away from it. I don't think the Royals are going to continue to do what they've been doing for another month or so. I think they are giving this the rest of this home road trip, possibly the next homestand when the schedule lightens up a little bit. And if they continue to do what they are doing, I think some changes are in line. I saw this stat earlier today. I can't remember exactly who put it out there, but shout out to them. The Royals have gone now 12 consecutive games scoring four or less run. Their franchise record is 19. So they might do better. They might do worse. Who knows how it is going to go? But we are talking about almost a 2 week stretch where this offense has struggled to get to three runs and they have not scored more than four. How much longer are the Royals willing to tolerate this? How much longer are they willing to do this? And now seeing it around baseball, Everybody does not have the it's early stance. Some teams, albeit in a different position than you are in, have already pressed the panic button and have already determined who the culprit is for some of their problems, and they have determined that that is the hitting coach.
So I get where you're coming from, and I understand the logic. I think the Royals are going to be more patient than the, obviously, than the Rockies, but with most teams in baseball when it comes to their hitting coach, because I'm, as I read the release on Twitter that the Rockies have fired their hitting coach, they hired special assistant to the GM and former major league manager Clint Hurdle to do it. You know what that sounds like to me? Remember the Royals fired their hitting coach? They brought in George Brett, because why not? That's how it sounds to me. The Rockies are a team that they're not hitting. They're doing nothing well. Let's bring in a guy that we think highly of, is in the organization. He's well-regarded. Let's see if he, for a year, can get it right, and then we'll reset and find a new full-time hitting coach in October of next year, because the Rockies are not going to the playoffs. The Royals are in a different space to me. I'm not saying they're a lock to make the playoffs. You got to win more games than they have been to be a playoff team, but they're not as out of it as the Rockies are. The Rockies are 3-15.
They're terrible.
Me and you have more wins than them in Major League Baseball. They're bad. I think the Royals are going to be patient. I don't know if they're going to be super duper patient. I don't know if it's going to be July 1st, this team can't hit, and we're going to say, well, the hitting coach has to stay. But I think you're going to be having these hitting coach conversations closer to middle of May, Memorial Day, before the Royals eject, because there is no ready-made, oh, you fire him and then this guy will fix the problem. It is an off-season problem. The Rockies are just going to tape it together, because who cares about what happens that rest of the year?
No, and maybe you're right. I'm looking at their lineup right now, and their lineup for today. Game, we're off at 4:30 today. It's India, Witt Jr., Pasquantino, Perez, Massey, Garcia, Biggio, Waters, and Kyle Isbell. The plan is just to keep trotting out this same lineup day after day, and just one day we will wake up and the problems will be fixed. Is that the expectation? Because they have not hit at any point this season so far. And if you're telling me, hey, the patience is going to be, hey, we're going to give this a couple more weeks, we're going to see if it's going to happen, cool, that's what we've been doing so far. But what is going to be the change to shake this thing up? And I think it just, I really think this conversation with the Royals depends on what you see their starting point as. And I think there's some people that see their starting point dating back to last year and looking at this as a September and April problem, or people that are just looking at this as you're only looking at the first 3 weeks of the season. I can't tell you if you are right or wrong on this thing, but I mean, their offense has been in this rut for quite some time. And if the plan is keep chipping away, eventually things will turn around. Well, all right, cool. When are we setting the date to where something needs to happen in this offense? Are we giving it another month? Are we giving it another 2 weeks? I think ultimately the Royals are the only people that can answer that question. But they got to figure out some way to score more than what they are doing. They have to figure that out.
I agree with that. I also wonder, and maybe this is wrong by me to think, how much of this is a hitting coach problem and how much of this is just, you know, a talent problem? Because you're right. Some people are going to say this was it as dated back to last year. Why is it not fixed situation? I also tell you that before the Vinny injury last year, the offense was good. Same hitting coach, same lineup. So something changed. Did they all just get worse? Did they get cold outside? I don't know. But it's not like, I'll pick on Kevin Biggio. It's not like Kevin Biggio was in Toronto and he was hitting 375 and was, you know, an all-star and wow, he just was tearing the cover off the ball. And then he showed up in Kansas City and suddenly he can't hit. He couldn't really hit there. He can't really hit here. Sometimes take a risk on a player like that and you hope to, you know, get a little more out of them. You're not going to make them from quadruple A player to all-star. I think some of the Royals' problems and the bottom of their lineup problems are talent problems. Hunter Renfro is probably going to be out of baseball in 3-4 months. He starts on your team pretty consistently. That's not a hitting coach isn't getting through to him situation. That's a Hunter Renfro doesn't have it anymore situation. So the Royals' offensive problems, I think, are more than just a hitting coach away. It could be the hitting coach. It could be the players responding to the hitting coach. It could be outside factors. It could be their pressing. It could be, there's a dozen different things. I think the Rockies are so bad they have to give you someone. I don't know the Royals are at that level yet that they're so, so bad.
I hear what you're saying is, I would say whoever's been working for MJ Melendez, maybe you should stop talking to him. Maybe you should stop talking to him. This is a very talented player who just a couple of years ago, we looked at his tools and felt like there was some promise there. All offseason, they told us they fixed this problem. We worked on his swing. We fixed it. We fixed it. We fixed it. He has 50 at-bats so far this season. He has one RBI, and it was on a solo home run that he hit. He's hitting .085. So I hear what you're saying. Again, I'm not here to put all of the problems with the Royals offense on one person. It is not one hitting coach. It's not MJ Melendez. It's not Hunter Renfroe. Do you trust the person that you have in charge to help get you out of this rut? Because what it sounds like to me, and maybe this is a cynical way of looking at it, is we just got to sit around and wait for Vinny Pasquantino and Salvador Perez to figure this thing out. We don't have any solutions to curing the problem other than that.